a review guide, and checklist and summary of laws and customs of the 3 weeks. Part 1. The laws of the 3 weeks splits to various categories, such as the laws that apply throughout the 3 weeks, the laws that only begin to apply throughout the 9 days, the further restrictions relevant to the week of Tisha B'Av, and of course, Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av itself. In this lesson, in part one, we will discuss the laws that are applicable throughout the 3 weeks, beginning from the night of the 17th of Tammuz until after Tisha B'Av. The following is a checklist of customs and regulations that apply throughout the 3 weeks applicable to Ashkenazim, and some of which applicable likewise to Sephardim. For the detailed differences between the Ashkenazim and Sephardim, please view our other lesson that we had in the past on this subject and available on our website, shulchanorcharav.com. For now, we will summarize the Ashkenazi customs. We do not have weddings throughout the 3 weeks. We do not receive haircuts throughout the 3 weeks. We don't listen to music. We don't dance. We don't say Shechianu. We don't buy clothing, or at least regulate its purchase. We regulate the wearing of new clothing. We do not move houses. We try not to hit our children. And we diminish in taking trips. However, from the start of the 3 weeks until the start of the 9 days, it is permitted for one to be joyous, to shower as usual, to eat meat and wine, to do laundry, to iron clothing, to cut nails, etc., as the restrictions in these list of customs only begin from the 9 days and onwards. We will now go into the halachic details of each one of the customs that we just mentioned that are restricted throughout the 3 weeks. As stated, we do not get married during the 3 weeks. This refers to the actual chuppah. However, to have a shidduch and even close a shidduch with an engagement party is permitted throughout the 3 weeks. However, starting from the beginning of the 9 days, the l'chaim, the engagement party, should only take place without a meal, but rather just sweets and desserts. Regarding the limitation of getting haircuts. So being that you're not allowed to get a haircut throughout the 3 weeks, therefore, one is to try to get a haircut beforehand on the Erev Shabbos before the start of the 3 weeks. The prohibition against haircutting applies to all body hair, whether of the head or to other areas of the body, with exception to the mustache, which may be trimmed if it interferes with eating. It is debated amongst the Poskim if the haircutting restriction applies likewise to women, and practically, women are stringent with exception to the hairs that are necessary for them to cut, such as the hair that is sticking out of a head covering of a married woman, which is not allowed to be shown. That may be cut throughout the 3 weeks. Likewise, she may cut hair necessary for immersion, and likewise, she may shave body hair necessary for attraction and beauty. This applies to a wife and even applies to a girl who is on a shidduch. Children may not have their hair cut just like adults, even if the child is below the age of chinuch. Regarding music and dancing, so as stated, we do not listen to music or dance throughout the 3 weeks. This includes all forms of music, whether live or recorded, although the custom is to permit listening to a cappella, to music that does not contain musical instruments. Some are likewise accustomed to allow slow nigunim, although the mainstream approach is to restrict this as well, if it is accompanied by musical instruments. One is not required to leave a public transportation or public area that is playing music, and simply should not turn it on his own. Likewise, if one needs to listen to music for some secondary purpose, such as to keep him awake while driving, or help him be able to exercise, then it is permitted to do so. Certainly, one who requires music therapy for mental health is allowed to listen to music even during this time. Nonetheless, he too should only limit it to when absolutely necessary and not trample on the restriction as if it does not exist. The blessing of Shechianu is avoided during the 3 weeks over new clothing or new fruits. If, however, the new fruit in question will not be available anymore after Tisha B'Av, then one may say the blessing even during the 3 weeks. The blessing of Shechianu is avoided even on Shabbos according to Chabad custom, even though some are lenient. Shechianu may be recited over a pidyon haben or bris milah that takes place during this time, for those accustomed to say Shechianu by a bris. From the start of the 3 weeks until the start of the 9 days, we avoid buying any clothing of importance that would technically require Shechianu to be said over them. However, non-important clothing, especially underclothing such as undergarments, undershirts, socks, and the like, may be purchased without restriction until the start of the 9 days. Some even allow purchasing shirts and pants until the start of the 9 days, being that it's considered today clothing not of importance. From the start of the 9 days, the restrictions become more stringent, as we will discuss in part two of this lesson. Regarding if one already purchased the new clothing before the 9 days, before the 3 weeks, and would like to wear them during the 3 weeks, this follows the same law as buying them. And thus, inimportant clothing should not be worn during the 3 weeks, while a non-important clothing, even though it's new, may be worn until the start of the 9 days. Until the start of the 9 days, it is permitted to fix and mend clothing, and even make new clothing without restriction. Regarding purchasing other items, it is permitted to purchase all other items until the start of the 9 days, even if they are very important and expensive and luxurious, even though some are stringent in this matter. Throughout the 3 weeks, there are several aspects that relate to danger that one is to avoid due to the unauspicious time for the Jewish people of this era. So it's recorded that one should avoid walking alone during the 3 weeks between the 4th and 9th hour of the day. This refers to walking alone in a deserted area that is not settled. It's likewise recorded that one should avoid walking in the shade, specifically referring to the border of the shade where it borders the sunlight between the 4th and 9th hour of the day. Likewise, throughout the 3 weeks, one is to avoid hitting his children even out of discipline, even if that is a method that he utilizes to educate his children throughout the year. So no patches during the 3 weeks. Nonetheless, various leniencies are discussed in the Paiskim to permit this as a disciplinary action, if necessary. As a rule, one should avoid all dangerous activity during the 3 weeks. And therefore, while the bathing restriction does not begin until the start of the 9 days, one should restrict his bathing to only safe areas. So one should especially avoid dangerous beaches, or going to the beach during bad weather, or going to a pool if he does not properly know how to swim. However, to go to a swimming pool if he knows how to swim is not necessarily viewed as a danger, and is accustomed to be done until the start of the 9 days. Regarding going on trips, some abstain from traveling far during the 3 weeks, due to that, in general, traveling involves some kind of danger. Practically, it is permitted for one to travel for a necessity, such as for a business purpose or to visit family and the like, and traveling in an airplane is not considered dangerous, no less than traveling in a car. However, to go on hikes or other extravagances that can involve some risk of life, one should avoid during the 3 weeks. Likewise, some Paiskim can rule that in general, one should avoid all pleasure trips during the 3 weeks, in order to live with the times of sadness and mourning that we commemorate during this period. We'll mention that on one occasion the Rebbe advised one of the Hasidim who had a plan to travel during the 3 weeks that he should begin his traveling preparations prior to the 17th of Tammuz, such as packing some of his belongings, even though he will only finish packing it later on the next week during the 3 week period. The Arizal records, and it's brought in the Paiskim, of the great importance of mourning over the destruction of the temple during the 3 weeks, specifically after midday, throughout 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av. So just like there's a concept of Tikkun Chatzais at night, during the 3 weeks you have a concept of Tikkun Chatzais by day. The Arizal states that when one does so, he diminishes the severities up in heaven and brings kindness to the world, and that doing so affects the soul tremendously. It is customary to study the laws of the building of the temple found in the Mishnayos Maseches Midos, as well as in the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBchira, in light of the Medrash which states that one who studies the laws of the building of the temple, it is considered as if he has actually built it in the eyes of God. And may God merit us that in the merit of learning these laws, we will not be required this year to fulfill them any longer, because we will see the immediate building of the third temple and the coming of Mashiach.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.